every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah. Saddle up. Let's go. Good morning, y'all. Trying to get you up going here this weekend, nice and easy. Peel back that worried anxiety face. Put on your happy face. This is your happy place.
And I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it, babe.
And I'm free. Just listen to the wind.
Another beautiful morning. Saddle up. Get some miles on the trail in our beautiful state of Arizona. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, the start of a four-hour program that we have been doing, celebrating this year, our 30th year on air. It's our goal and objective every single Saturday morning to get here with information that can make us every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We'll take calls a little bit later in the show about your house, your home, castle, or cabin, anything you're trying to do there. Let us put our remodeling and building experience to work for you and make sure you don't make any mistakes. We're going to be talking about some do-it-yourself projects in the 10 o'clock hour for that outdoor hardscape environment that you can create to just invite you to just open the doors and fall outside and get outside and enjoy it. Of course, 9 o'clock hour will be open lines. We'll talk about anything y'all want to talk about. We're also going to be giving you some tips from an expert on drywall and sheetrock repair. We've got the magician going to join us by phone and tell us and teach us some of his tricks of the trade. If you've got that little hole in the wall that the doorknob knocked in, or a little scuff mark here or there, moving furniture in and about, maybe you knocked a corner bead off or whatnot, well, the magician will be in at 9 o'clock just to talk for a few minutes on drywall repair. 8 o'clock, of course, we've got John J. Harper coming in talking about nursery and landscaping.
Roses today.
Okay, we'll be talking roses. And 7 o'clock, of course, we get to talk about anything we want to talk about.
Except politics.
I want to talk politics.
Okay, I'll give you the floor for...
Do they exist anymore?
No.
Does this mean it's gone?
That's right. It's all gone now. It's all gone. Hallelujah. We should all be waking up this morning celebrating. If they're not open for business, if the government's really shut down, then they can't be spending any money, right?
You would think it would logically work that way, but I guarantee the debt
clock on Times Square has stopped ticking, right?
Okay.
Huh?
So
do
that,
you know? Do
we
you
don't
know
have to pay taxes while they're cut shut down either?
Do you know the debt? Every dime you make while the government shut down is tax free. That's by Edith.
Are you joking?
If I were king for a day, I would put that into law.
The world according to Rosie.
If they shut down, we don't have to pay any taxes. But the debt clock put up in Times Square in New York City had to be taken down a month ago. Did you know that?
No.
Because
when they first put it up,
there weren't enough digits.
There weren't enough digits.
Oh, that's scary.
There were not enough digits. The clock had to come down. Do you know we're going in debt to the tune of, I think it's $18,000 per second?
Happy place.
Oh, yeah. We're the happy place. Well, we're happy because we're not spending that money right now. Yeah. I wonder, what does it? I know the government has shut down a couple times before in my lifetime. It seems like all a government shutdown is a paid vacation for government employees. I don't know that. I'm not sure. Anyway. So that's all the politics we'll talk today. Government shutdown. For some reason, it makes me feel a little bit lighter on my feet. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about
it. A little bit of freedom there, maybe.
We've got a little breakfast going on in the studio, y'all. Jennifer has gotten in the habit of just whipping up some Cajun breakfast. Every morning we've got andouille sausage and biscuits and empanadas and homemade
coffee.
Community coffee straight from the bayou of Louisiana. And lemon squares from Jan.
And fig jam from your sister.
And homemade fig jam. Yeah. So we're having a nice feast here. And I've got my personal trainer, Katie Stumbo, in here. And she can't eat any of it.
Next time you have me in, I'm bringing breakfast.
Katie, look, you know, this thing you're on right now doesn't make any sense to me at all. What's it called? 30 in, 30 out?
Whole.
Nothing in for 30, nothing out for 30. What is it?
Whole 30.
Whole 30.
Whole 30, yeah.
And just so y'all know, Katie is our daughter, so they can tease each other a little harder here than normal.
Our favorite middle daughter.
We're usually pretty easy on our guests, but I'm not sure about today, Katie. Hang on.
Well,
when I heard about this diet, I didn't know you were on it. I thought, what idiot would ever do that?
No, I think you said that after you knew Katie was on it.
I think he did. And the premise of it is
just torture.
I make some of the most delicious food when we're on it.
I don't know. Katie looks awful good.
Those shrimp with the mint and citrus avocado I brought.
That you brought over.
Gone in seconds for the football game.
Yes.
That was a whole 30 dish.
Oh, that's something we can talk about, the football game. New Orleans Saints should have won that game.
No.
Gary,
do you want to bring that up? I'm still hurting from that.
With 40 seconds left in the game, I was saying a lot of very...
nanny, boo-boo.
A lot of very pompous comments.
So last weekend, I was in California for a wine event. We taped the game. We go back home. To that 40 seconds, it ran out of tape.
Of course it did. Yes. Okay, well, I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that.
Okay, so you're avoiding the issue here.
Yes.
So, Katie?
Continue. 30, out for 30.
Yeah. So the premise is just to cut out all processed foods. It's just whole, real food. Uh-huh. It's a lot of fruits and vegetables. It's nuts.
Oh, my favorite.
And it's protein. It's lean, high-quality meats.
Okay, I can do that.
So there's no dairy. There's no gluten. There's no processed foods. There is products like bacon and sausage. You're allowed those as long as they don't have nitrates in them or sugar. There's no sugar on there.
You can't have the maple smoked bacon? Is that kind of sugar?
But Sprouts carries a Whole30 approved bacon, and it's right there on the label. It says Whole30 approved, and it's really good.
Oh, okay.
Bruce and the girls and I, we just love it. And there's no alcohol.
Well, I could just about live on bacon for 30 days.
Well, no. No. A lot of good things have come out of the paleo diet. So this is just the paleo diet on steroids. Okay? It's you've cut out everything. And
now you're living like this the rest of your life?
No, it's for 30 days, but by the end. And for me, this is not a huge leap from the way that I eat every day.
You're doing this to your two daughters? Are y'all doing this as a family event?
We are.
This would never make it to my family bucket list.
We are.
Ever.
5 and 8 year olds. Yeah.
So
Romy, would you do this to your kids?
No dairy.
Here's the deal.
Oh, no dairy. No dairy.
She said no dairy.
You said no dairy.
No dairy.
She lost me. I'm glazed over.
Anything that's an irritant, anything that can be inflammatory ingredient in your diet is taken out for 30 days. It helps. You can help pinpoint allergies. Dairy is an allergy for a lot of people. So,
not me, baby.
In December, I told Bruce, I was like, you know, I've done this a couple times. I'm going to do January and Whole30. He goes, I'll do it with you. And the girls were sitting there, and they go, we want to clean our bodies too.
And your children are how old?
They're 5 and 8.
Yeah.
So I looked at them. I go, girls, this is the deal. If you commit to this, I'm making you do it. But you don't have to do this with us. And they both go, we want to clean the inside of our bodies. So we have been on Whole30 as a family. In the past, I have not made them do it with me. They eat tons of vegetables. They are very good eaters. So I just haven't forced the issue. But they have done a fantastic job on Whole30 for the last 20 days. They have not run away.
Seriously.
They have made lists of foods they would like to have when they're done.
Give me a few of those. What does Chloe want when we're at day 31?
Cupcakes.
Of course.
Cupcakes.
And Charlotte?
Chocolate.
Okay, all right.
Those are their they eat really well, but they also have very very big active, sweet tooth, yep. active sweet tooth. So that's what's going on in my home right now.
So what do you do on day 31?
Nothing much. I really enjoy some of the harder cheeses. I'll add feta cheese back into my diet a little bit. So it's really not drastic for me. The things that I'll get lazy about making ghee, so I'll use butter instead of ghee when I'm not on Whole 30. It's really not that different for me on the weekends or when we go out. I will enjoy a glass of wine on Whole 30. I don't do that, so that will cut. You know, I'll be able to have a glass of wine at dinner here and there.
So this was your New Year's resolution. Boy, I bet everybody listening is really glad they picked something else.
Well, but as you begin to eat again, you put things back into your diet one thing
slowly,
at a time, right?
Slowly. So you can tell if it triggers something, if you stop sleeping. For me, some of the softer cheeses, the cheddars and things like that, when I eat them around dinner time, I don't sleep well. And I learned that my first round through Whole 30. I do not sleep. My heart races when I have dairy close to bedtime. So that is one of the things I learned about myself. So I don't have dairy at dinner, and I got my sleeping patterns back on track.
Well, now I like a glass of room temperature buttermilk every night before I go to bed.
Yeah, you know, you're always trying to get me to slap you when I'm here.
He's kind of like daring you. Double dare you, Kate.
Like, one of these days I'm just going to do it. Straight up slap you when I'm here.
You know, I learned that watching a TV show a long time ago. I thought, I'm going to try that. It sounds good. And I really get a lot. That's like the coup d'etat. That's like the end of my day.
The funny thing is our bodies crave the things that we're allergic to. So giving them a break and forcing the issue on an elimination diet, which is basically what the Whole 30 is. It eliminates anything that could be an allergen, pretty much.
And y'all
get a break.
And y'all thought y'all made a tough New Year's resolution. Ooh, this sounds horrible. When we get back, we're going to be talking about what your New Year's resolution was. Did you bail on it? Wednesday, the official Ditch Your Resolution Day?
National Ditch.
National.
It was a national Ditch.
It's a national
your
day.
Resolution Day. Or are you looking to us to help you come up with a resolution? I promise you, I'll never come up with a resolution for any of you to go on this 30 in, 30 out diet, I promise.